I guess it looks as if you're reorganizing your records.
Yeah.
Chronological?
No.
Not alphabetical?
Nope.
What?
Autobiographical.
That sounds...
comforting.
Yes.
For the record on Nova 103.5. Right, where were we? Welcome back to For the Record, part 2 of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
I see you on the dark side of the moon.
An album so good we couldn't cover it with only one episode. We're flipping the record over to side 2. But before we do so, just after last week's show, Pink Floyd announced a 50th anniversary reissue of the album. 2023 marks 50 years of Dark Side. So all you music nerds and all you completists, I hope you've ordered your copy. Because I have. Anyway, enough about my debt. Side 2 of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. As we did with Side 1, let's run through the track listing of the songs. Opening with the sound of cash registers and loose change, first track on Side 2, Money, mocks greed and consumerism using tongue-in-cheek lyrics and cash-related sound effects. Money became their most commercially successful track, and my goodness, has probably been covered by a local band near you. It's also a kind of ironically foreshadowing song, given the success of the album, but more about that later. Us and Them addresses the isolation of the depressed with the symbolism of conflict and the use of simple dichotomies to describe personal relationships. Any Color You Like tackles the illusion of choice one has in society. And we have a really cool story about how Roger Waters came across the name. Brain Damage looks at mental illness, resulting from the elevation of fame and success above the needs of the self. In particular, the line, "And if the band you're in starts playing different tunes," reflects the mental breakdown of former bandmate Syd Barrett. As with songs in Side 1, despite not being in the band anymore, Syd Barrett clearly still had an influence. And the album ends with Eclipse, which supports the concepts of being different as well as unity, while forcing the listener to recognize the common traits shared by humanity. No songs about sunflowers and sunshine on this record. One of the songs to help the band's success in the United States by becoming their first charting hit there is Money. And in case you want to clap along, but something doesn't feel quite right, the band wrote the song in a 7-4 structure. So normally your songs go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Money goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And of course, it kicks off with the sound of money. Coins and cash registers. Here's Pink Floyd, Money.
We'll be right back.
Pink Floyd, Money, a song mocking greed and consumerism, which is kind of funny considering that Dark Side of the Moon is one of the highest consume albums of all time and made its members extremely wealthy. How much money do you ask? Well, during the recording sessions, the band would often take breaks. Roger Waters, being a football fan, would often go support his club Arsenal, and the rest of the band would watch Monty Python's Flying Circus. The fact that the band were fans of Monty Python and that the album made so much money, Pink Floyd, along with others like Led Zeppelin and Elton John, helped finance a movie by the comedy troupe Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
What makes you think she's a witch?
Well, she turned me into a newt!
A newt?
I got better.
Yes, that one. Weird. The second track is Us and Them. Roger Waters wrote the lyrics and in an interview with a magazine at the time shared their meaning. He said, "The first verse is about going to war. How on the front line we don't get much chance to communicate with one another because someone else had decided that we shouldn't. The second verse, all about civil liberties, racism and color prejudice. And the last verse is about passing a tramp in the street and not helping." Describing the senseless nature of war and the ignorance of modern day humans who have been taken over by consumerism and materialism, here is Pink Floyd, Us and Them. You're tuned to For the Record only on Nova 103.5. You're tuned to For the Record only on Nova 103.5.
It's the best collection I've ever seen.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, I can only afford to buy just a few of these.
Give me 50 bucks and they're all yours.
Spinning on For the Record today, Pink Floyd, The Dark Side of the Moon.
I'll see you on the dark side.
We can't talk about this album and only focus on the band. Alan Parsons. He engineered the album and he had his work cut out for him. A lot of the sonic elements on the album were his responsibility. And as we mentioned last week, he was responsible for getting Claire Torrey to come do vocals on the great gig in the sky. Alan Parsons, stand up and take a bow. But sadly, Roger Waters and David Gilmour have on occasion downplayed his contribution to the success of the album. Nick Mason, however, has gone on record praising Alan Parsons' role. Now, all due respect to Waters and Gilmour, but you can't deny the work and contribution Alan Parsons put in when he received a Grammy nomination for his work on Dark Side. If only his paycheck working for the band reflected it, despite the millions and millions, one more time, and millions the band made, Alan was paid in those years £35 a week. If you have a copy of Tales of Mystery and Imagination by the Alan Parsons Project, you can actually find he put that little piece of information in the album's liner notes. There was literally no reason for him to say how little he was paid. Kinda seems like a stab at Pink Floyd to me. Alan Parsons went on to have a very successful career in music, both in the studio and live with, as we mentioned, his own band, the Alan Parsons Project. The band was in fact so popular, they even got mentioned in The Simpsons.
The stage was now set for the Alan Parsons Project, which I believe was some sort of hovercraft.
And we can't forget Austin Powers.
We shall call it the Alan Parsons Project.
The Alan Parsons Project is a progressive rock band in 1982.
Years later, even when the work was done, Alan Parsons didn't let Dark Side of the Moon, the album he engineered and got nominated for a Grammy for, escape him. His band, the Alan Parsons Project's debut, Tales of Mystery and Imagination, according to him, was straight up meant to be another Dark Side of the Moon.
Tales of Mystery, we set out to make another Dark Side of the Moon. Attempted to do, make a concept album as good as Pink Floyd, but not using Pink Floyd.
Despite a great effort, the album did not even get near Dark Side's 45 million albums sold. Side 2, track 3 of Dark Side, the instrumental song Any Color You Like, a song about the illusion you have in society. The name comes from a fitting example. In a magazine article, Roger Waters said the name came from people who would sell goods around the town he grew up in. He said, they'd give you the illusion of choice by telling you, you can get the item in any color you like, as long as it's blue. A mixture of the live band and the love of synthesizers, here's Any Color You Like.
We'll be right back.
Any Colour You Like off today's For the Record, Pink Floyd, The Dark Side of the Moon. The success of this album was insane. The album reportedly has sold 45 million copies, and honestly, who knows where that number's going to go right now, considering that a 50th anniversary reissue is coming. But it's the charting success of the album that is frightening. Pink Floyd's The Dark Side of the Moon has spent a record 937 weeks on official charts. That's 18 years and change. Dark Side's time on the charts is old enough to legally go into a bar, order a drink, and celebrate Dark Side's time on the charts. Our second last song of the day, Brain Damage, was once again inspired by former Pink Floyd member Syd Barrett and his struggle with mental health. Roger Waters has stated that the insanity-themed lyrics were indeed based on the former frontman's mental instability, with the line, "I'll see you on the dark side of the moon," indicating that he felt related to him in terms of mental idiosyncrasies. The song credits the four members of the band as well as four backup singers. However, one person was left out of the credits despite taking part in the recording. Listen out for the laughter on the track. The uncredited manic laughter is that of Pink Floyd's then road manager, Peter Watts. Sadly, only a few years later, Peter was found dead in his flat from a heroin overdose. After his death, Pink Floyd provided financial support to his two young children. The money allowed the family to move to Sydney, Australia in 1982, where his ex-wife, Mafanwi Edwards-Roberts, became part of a burgeoning film industry. His daughter followed in her mom's footsteps. You might know her as a two-time Oscar-nominated actress with films like 21 Grams, King Kong, and The Ring Under the Belt, Naomi Watts. Here's Pink Floyd, Brain Damage.
The lunatic is on the grass. The lunatic is on the grass, remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more. And if the dam breaks open, and if there is no room on the hill, and if your head explodes with the bones too, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon. The lunatic is in my head. The lunatic is in my head.
You raise the blade, you make the change, you rearrange me till I'm sane. You lock the door, throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me. Thunder in your ear. You shout, no one seems to hear. And if the band you're in starts playing different tunes, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon.
You're tuned to For the Record only on Nova 103.5. You're tuned to For the Record only on Nova 103.5.
Yes, she's here. Bring it to me now. Thank you, Phil.
Why'd you get it sent here?
Carla wouldn't approve. She thinks it's dumb to spend $600 on an LP. Well,
Carla's right. Why don't you just spend $13 on a CD, man?
We're ending today's For the Record, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, Part 2, with the last track of the album, Eclipse. The song has an unnoticeable break from Brain Damage and continues with the same music, so often they are played as one and the same. On the 10th of March, 2004, the song was used to wake the Mars probe Opportunity. It was chosen in recognition of the transit of the Martian moon Phobos. Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, Song in Space. It makes sense. But this wasn't the first time Pink Floyd was played in outer space. Russian cosmonauts took and played an advanced copy of Delicate Sound of Thunder aboard Soyuz TM-7, making it the first album played in space. As we near the end of this epic journey of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, how many times have you asked yourself, what is on the dark side of the moon? Well, since the band were grabbing anyone and everyone to add onto the album, they just grabbed the doorman to Abbey Road Studios, Jerry O'Driscoll, to answer the question, and then used his answer on the end of Eclipse, ending our two-episode adventure of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, Side 2, Track 5, Eclipse. Without a doubt, Pink Floyd is going to feature on For the Record again. I'm just thinking though, if Dark Side of the Moon was two episodes, I don't even want to start imagining how much time we're going to need when we hit the wall. Thanks for listening, I'll see you next week, and until then, keep spinning. For the Record, only on Nova 103.5.